Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you.
Heal me now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares.
thank you for your promise, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise. Your name, O God, is worthy of glory. Your name, O God, is worthy of honor. We bless your name. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Oh, God, we bless your name. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, oh, God. Every second, every minute of our lives, Father, we say thank you. Never would have made it without you, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are omnipresent. You are always present with us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you're faithful. You never leave us. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, mighty God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus. If I had millions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Thank you for our families, our children. Thank you for our siblings. Thank you for our nieces and our nephews. Thank you, Lord, for our spouses. Thank you, Lord, for parents. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for friends and colleagues. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. For you are good. You are awesome. There is no one like you. Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Spirit of the living God, take preeminence. Breathe on every era of our lives. Breathe in this service. Breathe in our homes. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Breathe on us. Breathe in the atmosphere. Breathe in the cyberspace. Breathe, Holy Spirit, in the network. Breathe on us, Spirit of the living God. Breathe on us, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, we are totally, totally dependent on you. Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. Lead us, guide us, teach us, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, we are totally dependent upon you, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, you are our lifeline. And so, Spirit of the living God, we are connected to you, O God. We are totally and completely connected to you, Holy Ghost. And Spirit of the living God, we just want to say thank you. Holy Ghost, thank you. Thank you, Spirit of the living God, Holy Ghost. So walk by your Spirit and not by flesh. Oh, God, teach us, lead us, and guide us. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, activate your spirit of holiness in us. Let us yearn and hunger after your righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, you say, they that hunger after your righteousness shall be filled. We are hungry for your righteousness. Fill us up, oh God. Fill us up. Take away the garment of filthiness and give us a garment of thanksgiving, a garment of praise. In the name of Jesus, let the mind of Christ be in us. You say you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. So, Lord, keep us in your perfect peace, O God. Keep us in your perfect peace as our mind stays on you, staying on you, trusting you, depending on you, meditating on your word, believing what you say you will do it, that you will do it. Oh, God. Oh, Father, let our mind stay on you. Let the mind of Christ be in us. In the name of Jesus. Oria masanderia koya nekaya masanderia ko. The mind of Christ, the mind, the holiness of Christ, the purity of Christ. He said, "Who can in Psalm 24? Who can sit in that holy place? He that have a clean hand and a pure heart." Oh, God, Father God, take away our heart of flesh. Take away our heart, oh, God, selfishness, our heart of stone. Take it away, heart of bitterness, heart of unforgiveness, heart of pride and haughtiness. Take away our heart and give us the heart of Christ, the heart of flesh, the heart of love, the heart of compassion. Oh God, give us the heart of Christ, the heart of unity, the heart of forgiveness, the heart of Christ, the heart of humility, all the attributes that is in the heart of Christ. Lord, give that to us, oh God. We yearn for you, oh God. Give us a heart like Christ. Take away the negativity from in our hearts. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And give us the heart of Jesus Christ, the heart of flesh. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we want to live for you. Do as you've called us to do. We want to be in your will, Lord. It is our heart's desire to be like you, Jesus. To walk after you, oh God. See us. Let them see the glory of God upon our lives. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let them see that radiant glory of Jesus Christ in us. Oh God, that your name will be glorified. That your name will be honored. That your name will be magnified, oh God. Oh, Father God, that where everywhere we go, oh God, that the glory of God will be upon us, arise and shine. Oh God, the glory of God will settle upon us, that where we go places, there will be open heavens in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, there will be healing signs and miracles because of the glory of God upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us talk like Christ, walk like Christ, think like Christ, live like Christ. Oh, God. That's why you said, Jesus, that you have sent the Holy Ghost. Said, my sheep hear my voice and know my voice. Oh, God, let us hear the voice of Almighty God. And, hallelujah, the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, Jesus, and follow after Jesus Christ and not after the strange ones. Oh, God. It is not about us, it's about your kingdom. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, God, be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified. Oh, God, be thy glorified in the universe. Be glorified on this earth. Be thy glorified in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for answering prayers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, when Daniel prayed and fasted for 21 days, and God had already released that, those prayers, those answers. But there was a fight, oh, God, in the second heaven. Oh, God, and then you send Prince Archangel Mike, oh God, to help that sister's angel take over so that the prayers will be answered. So Daniel would hear to receive his answer. There are many of us, oh God, that have prayed and we think you've not heard, but you've heard our prayers. And you've already sent the answer. And we thank you in advance. And so, Father God, right now, those prayers that are in the atmosphere, in the universe, in the second heaven, that are being held up, that you have sent, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to send Archangel Michael and his special warrior forces to a war on our behalf so those answers can be released to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for everyone this morning that it is under the sound of my voice, that prayers that have been held up, oh God, that answers that have been held up after you release it and you send those answers with your angels, oh God, and the princes of darkness are fighting with those angels, oh God, but we ask you, oh God, this morning, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to send Archangel Michael and special warrior forces to war on our behalf and release those angels that you did for Daniel to bring our answers to us in the name of Jesus. What do you have, my son, that it called yesterday, I said. And let us be sensitive to receive those answers with prayers and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the battle is already won, and we receive those answers according to your will, plan, and purpose. We thank you, Jesus. And Father, we pray also for our children, that some of our kids do not believe, but Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for salvation to come to our seed, our children that do not believe in you, Jesus, that they receive Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Salvation must come to our children. Salvation must come to our grandchildren. Salvation must come to our great grand. Salvation must come to our siblings who do not know Christ. Salvation must come to our parents who do not know Christ as their Savior. There are many parents that are still Muslim bound, oh God, that are in this bondage, oh God. But Lord, we know that Jesus Christ is alive. There's an empty grave. And Muhammad's grave is still, there's bones. He has a grave. But Jesus Christ is alive. He resurrected. Buddha did not resurrect. Muhammad did not resurrect. It's not the same God. Father God, but those parents and family members that are Muslim and do not know Jesus, Lord, we pray for them to have an encounter and visitation of Jesus Christ the Lord. He is the resurrected Savior. Hallelujah. Do not let our parents die, our children die in other faith, not receiving Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Jesus. So, Father, members of our families that are in other faiths, not only Muslim, but different faiths and different religions, Father, you love, for God so loved the world. And so, Father, let them feel your love and let them come to you and receive you as the Lord and personal Savior. Do not let them leave this world, Lord, without receiving you as the Lord and personal Savior. Let them have a life-changing encounter with you. In the name of Jesus, those parents and family members are into witchcraft and incantation. Oh, God, set them free. Loose them from the clutches and the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. We claim their souls for the kingdom of Almighty God, their souls for Jesus Christ who died on the cross, crucified. He's resurrected. He lives, Christ Jesus, today. Father, children, grandchildren, siblings, Father God, those in our families that are not totally committed to you, we pray that they will come higher and go deeper. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, that when they call on your name, you always answer, oh God. Father, we pray for those in families that are gay, homosexual, lesbians. We pray for their salvation also in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. That they will come into the saving grace. You do not love sin, you hate sin, but you love them. Let them feel your love. Those in our families that are habitually sinning, let them feel the love of Christ, knowing that you love, for God so loved the world that you died for them. Saving grace of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, you said, whosoever will, oh God, you died for them. Let them feel your love, oh God. And those that have backslidden, oh Father, let them come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ, your grace and your mercy. And I walk with you. Take us deeper. Take us higher. Father God, help us to meditate on your word and read and study the word. Help us to pray. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to evangelize by the life we live and win souls for your kingdom to fulfill the assignment that you have given us. Help us. In the name of Jesus, And so we thank you, Lord, for this is a wonderful day you have made. And it's only, we are only here by your grace, not for any works that we have done, but because of your grace. And so we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. Father God, we thank you for the ministry of the holy angels ministering to us, guiding and protecting us, warring on our behalf, doing your biddings. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the anointing of the Sabbath day resting upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Permeate the atmosphere with your presence. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For those going back and forth to work on the East Coast, we pray for traveling mercies. For those traveling with the storms that's coming, oh God, we ask you to cover each and every one here under the sound of our voice. Those that are here now and not here, oh God, those that are connected to us in this ministry, oh God, our families, our friends, Lord, I pray that you cover each family member with the blood of Jesus. Cover every home with the blood of Jesus. Cover our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. Cover our cars, our transportation with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood cover each and every one in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for traveling mercies for those who are compelled to go out, traveling mercies. Father God, we come against incident and accident in the name of Jesus. Father God, the things we take for granted, going in the tub, getting out of the tub, taking our baths, walking in our homes. Lord, we take those things for granted, but my first cousin just died, just getting out of the bathtub, slipped and hit her head and died. Those are the things we take for granted that, Lord, and we're taking it like it's okay. When she went into pain, she did not know that it was her last time. Slipped and fell, knocked her head, and died this week, oh God. We take these things so much for granted like it's just natural, but we have to realize it's because of you, Lord. We make it even walking in our homes. We don't even have to go out. People go to the bathroom and they have heart attacks. Oh, God, we take these things for granted and then we don't praise you enough. We don't say thank you enough. Have mercy. Because of your grace. Your grace. Oh, Father, we bless you. Thank you for your holy angels escorting those who are going out to work. We thank you for releasing the blood of Jesus on the highways. The blood of Jesus in our homes that it flows like a tsunami. We thank you for divine angelic assistance in our homes. In the name of Jesus, we invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus. In our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory. Teach us to love as you love. Teach us to forgive as you've forgiven us, oh God. Help us in our walk with you. There's nothing too hard for you to do, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us. When we try to do these things on our own, we fail. Oh, God, we need you every hour, every minute. We need you, Jesus. I never can make it. I know I cannot personally make it without you. Father God, I soak every cell tissue organ system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak restoration in the name of Jesus. I call forth an overflow of blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you this morning. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Father God, we give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your name, Jesus' holy name. We have prayed. And let everyone say amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go into a quick, we're going to take our Holy Communion. I hope you have your communion ready. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Breathe on the Holy Sacrament, O God. In the name of Jesus, breathe on the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. When we take the Holy Communion, we invoke all the blessings and the breakthroughs in the Holy Communion, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you as you bless this, the Holy Sacrament, the water, the juice, and the crackers and the bread that represents your body, turning from the natural to the supernatural, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you. To the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers or your bread that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Just do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice and represent the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. When we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest lie set in order. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the covenant blessings that is in the Holy Communion. Thank you, Lord. We cover ourselves and our children, grandchildren, spouses, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I'm going to do this last prayer, and we're going to close. These prayer points that I give to some of you, hallelujah, and I pray that you've been using it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Earth never swallow us and our ministry or our destinies in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the earth help us and work in our favor in the name of Jesus. Father, let the earth support us and you increase to us by all means in the name of Jesus. Help make us walk in the high places of the earth, eating of the increase of the fields in Jesus' name. Grant us the strength to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock in the name of Jesus. We command all our blessings tied to the earth to be released in the mighty name of Jesus. O earth, reckon us to be prosperous in our lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. Let our heavens be opened up this day in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord Jesus Christ, bind every prince of Persia and rebuke every hindrance in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in Jesus' name. By means of open heavens, grant us divine visions. Let your word come forth expressly and unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good hand rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Under open heavens, let your spirit begin to move in our lives in an unprecedented dimension in the name of Jesus. Release a torrential overflow of your rains upon our lives and minister today in the mighty name of Jesus. Under open heavens, grant us open revelations and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on in the name of Jesus. Rend the heavens and come down and visit us, O God. Let the mountains melt like wax in our lives, things that we didn't even ask for in the name of Jesus. Father, let our heaven remain continually open in all seasons. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father, I pray over the offering. I ask you to bless it. I pray for increase in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray, oh God, for multiplication and fruitfulness, oh God. Lord, you love a cheerful giver, oh God. And in the name of Jesus, those who give cheerfully, not grudgingly or unwillingly, continue to bless exceedingly and abundant way. Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the holy, for the finances, for money, oh God. We thank you for the finances. We thank you for the offering in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Sabbath day blessings be released upon each and everyone that we walk in the double portion of your grace and your love, oh God, in Jesus' name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Stay safe. Stay under the blood. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.